In the early days of the world, the hearts of men had grown hard and full of wickedness. Men turned from the ways of the Lord, and the Lord, seeing these things, was displeased. I shall destroy every living thing I have made, said the Lord, and man which I have created. Every living thing on the face of the earth shall I wipe out, for man is evil in my sight. But there was one man who remembered the ways of the Lord, Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, rejoiced in the Lord, and their prayers were heard in heaven. And so the Lord spoke to Noah, saying, In my wrath shall I destroy every living thing. But you of all men have found favor in my eyes. Therefore I will spare you and your children. Build of stout wood from the forests an ark, a boat to float upon the water, for I shall cover the earth with a great flood of waters. Into the ark shall you gather two of every living creature, every beast, and everything that creeps and crawls on the land and flies in the air, both male and female. Take also into the ark food of every kind, so that you all may eat while the waters cover the land. And Noah did as the Lord had commanded. Of sweet oleander wood did he and his sons build the ark. Then he gathered together two animals of each kind. Everything that breathed the breath of life did he gather into the ark. Also food of every kind did he put in the ark. And when the rains came, Noah and his sons and their wives went up into the ark, and Noah closed the great door against the waters. Then the Lord caused the rains to fall. The windows of heaven opened up, and the fountains of the deep were broken. For 40 days and 40 nights did the flood descend, and the earth was covered even to the tops of high hills and mountains. Every living thing on the earth was destroyed, and the waters remained upon the earth for 150 days. Then the Lord remembered Noah, and he caused a wind to pass over the waters, and the flood began to go down. For 150 days the waters went down, and in the 7th month, the ark rested upon the mountain of Ararat. Then Noah opened the window of the ark and sent forth a dove to see if the waters had left the face of the earth. But the dove returned, for she found no place to rest the sole of her foot. For 7 days Noah waited. Then he sent forth the dove again. And in the evening she returned with a green olive leaf. Again for 7 days did Noah wait, and once more he opened the window of the ark and sent forth the dove. But in the evening she did not return. And so at last Noah knew that the waters had left the face of the earth. And when he opened the great doors of the ark and looked out, behold, the land was dry. Then out from the ark went every living thing, every beast, and the birds of the air. Noah built an altar and offered burnt sacrifices and praise to the Lord, who had delivered him from destruction. When this was done, the Lord spoke to Noah and his sons, saying, Behold, I establish a covenant, a promise, with you and your children and your children's children unto the end of the earth, and with all living creatures, the birds, the cattle, and every beast that creeps or crawls. Never again in my anger shall I cover the earth with a flood, nor shall the earth be destroyed by the waters of heaven. In the clouds shall I set my rainbow, and it shall be the symbol of my promise. Whenever I shall bring clouds over the earth, the rainbow will appear, and then shall I remember my promise to you, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all living things.